Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about getting our good friend Phyllis Martin back on the show. You heard me say this before. Phyllis Martin is a renaissance woman, ladies and gentlemen. She's done it all. She's been a corporate executive. She's a human resources professional. She's a columnist. She's a radio professional, as you will be able to tell if you didn't already know that by the way she conducts herself on the show. She's the author of an outstanding book, actually more than one book, but the one that I like to talk about is the Word Watchers Handbook, which has been out now for some time, and it sold something under a million copies, but clearly over 100,000 copies. She's our good friend, Phyllis Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. How does that sound? Doesn't that have a nice ring? Over 100,000 copies.
It really does.
It has a nice little jingle, doesn't it?
It does, and I can hardly believe it myself, but I believe in the book. So
I believe in it too. And now, is it the third edition?
Third edition, 15th printing.
15th printing, ladies and gentlemen. Word Watchers Handbook is not a dictionary; it's a deletionary of the most abused and misused words. But that's not what we're going to talk about today, folks. We're going to talk about marketing today, aren't we?
Oh, we are, because I had the real pleasure of having two interviews with Everett Askew. He was the executive vice president of marketing for ChemEd, and he now talks with small business people via SCORE. And I hope that every small business person in the world knows about SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, because you can get some free advice and some good advice.
Well, what did he have to say for you? When did you speak with him?
I talked with him twice within the last 3 weeks. I went back for a second time because I wanted to be sure I had it right.
Right.
Which we should do, by the way.
Well, maybe we ought to get him on the show sometime too. But Phyllis, the thing that I'm glad you're talking, the reason I'm glad you're bringing this topic to us, is because the two areas that small business owners need to take the most lessons from big businesses, but we typically do the poorest job in, one, and both of them are areas that you're an expert in. One of them is human resources. We always do human resources after a fashion. And the other one is marketing, which we clearly do not as well as we should.
Oh, absolutely. You really have to have a plan. And, of course, you've all heard this, have a plan, work your plan, and plan your work and work your plan. But that's true. But he has some specifics that he uses with people, and he built up their sales by 35%, which is quite a lot.
Wow, that's pretty good. Well, let's listen to what he had to say. What did he tell you?
He said, first of all, when you get in touch with a potential customer, and by the way, go back to your current customers. Keep in touch with them because they're your best prospects. Even if they don't need something, they may not be able to come back, but their friends will.
That's one of the biggest mistakes people make is they spend so much time trying to get new customers, but we don't do a good job of taking care of our old customers.
Oh, right, and they're a rich, rich source.
One of my favorite quotes is I was talking to the president of a state banking trade group, a particular state's bank group, and he was their executive, director, and he said that they had determined that if their bank members only took care of all the financial needs of their existing customers, that their banks wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
That's exactly what Mr. Askew said.
Did he really?
Yes. Not in quite those words, but he said 35% of your sales can come from the customer already has.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, he said the
and you've,
thing,
and you've already paid to get them in the door.
You have. and there are some good things. We'll talk about this another time, about what to say to them as they're going out the door.
Right, right.
Right.
But go ahead.
The first thing you need to do is to talk with your customers and ask, would you be interested if I could bring these benefits to you? And always talk about bringing benefits. Describe what they are and say, I can do it. Give them some war stories. I have done this for so-and-so, and this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And describe who you are. And then you always are the one to follow up. I tell this to my job seekers, and by the way, that's another thing I do all of the time is working with job seekers. But Mr. Eskew said, when you leave your customer, you tell them specifically, I will call you no sooner than 5 days and no later than 10 days.
And do what you say.
Oh, absolutely. The follow-through is just critical.
All right. So, what else?
Well, and he said that always reminds people that you have to tell them, this is what we have done for you, and this is what we can do for you now.
That's another important thing, Phyllis, because here's what a lot of small business owners forget, or maybe they just don't think about. It's not the customer's job to remember what a good job you did for them.
Oh, absolutely.
And you don't have to go around bragging. It's not like, you know, you can accomplish this without going around bragging. But you can do it in such a way that they remember, that they're reminded about what a good job you've done for them. But it's not their job because you know, one of the things, Phyllis, that's I think is rule number one. Actually, I'm in an article I'm writing this week for my newspapers. Rule number one is, you know, it's all about the customer.
Yes.
And rule number two is see rule number one.
And rule number two is, say it again.
Rule number one is it's all about the customer because they don't care. The customer doesn't care about you. All they care about is them. It's not their job to think about how wonderful they could make it for you. And so they're only going to think about themselves. And so it's your job to make sure they don't forget how important you have been to them as a vendor.
Oh, I like your advice. You and one of these days, you and Mr. Eskew will have to meet.
What else did he have to say?
He said that what you need to do is, of course, always listen. 3/4 of any conversation is you're listening. That's how to be a glistening conversationalist, is to listen, because that's the biggest part. But he wants you to find out how the customer is using your product, because you might unearth some things that you didn't even know that product could do. How are you using what we
do? You know, that is a good one, too, because for one thing, not only could you unearth what the product does that you didn't know about, but that's another way to find out how valuable you are to the customer. Because they may be using it in a way that you didn't think about using it. And you know, the next time a competitor comes in and says, you know, tries to knock you out, you can say, well, now, does their product do this like my product does? And if it doesn't, I mean, I've had that to happen before. Folks, I've stopped a competitor by reminding them of what Phyllis just said. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Phyllis Martin. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Phyllis Martin is our guest. She's the author of Word Watchers Handbook, a dictionary of the most abused and misused word. It's been re-released yet another time because it just won't go away. People want it so much. And Phyllis, I need you to tell us how to get it.
Oh, you can get it. Barnes & Noble will order it for you if they don't have it in stock. But you can get it from Amazon.com. You can get it from iUniverse.com, and it's a print-on-demand book. They print it when you order it, and you have it within a week. It's just incredible.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
It's a new world that we live in, Phyllis.
Oh, it is. You don't have those books sitting in your basement.
That's right.
It's wonderful.
Phyllis, we're talking about some sage advice that you got from a vice president of a major corporation about some things that small business owners should pay a little more attention to in the operation of their business. Give us some more advice.
Oh, right. When we went off air, we were talking about asking the consumer how they use your product. And then when they tell you, if they say something nice, you jot it down and you say, may we quote you? Mm-hmm. And that's something that you put in your next ad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is word of mouth that gets your product sold.
Absolutely.
And when you're talking with your consumer, always ask them how they like to be addressed. That is so critical. And if I were training, I talked with them.
In other words, are you saying, can I call you John, or what do you mean by that?
Right. Well, let's use you as an example, Jim.
Uh-huh.
You prefer to be called Jim over James, don't you?
Yes, because my name's not James.
I know.
But you need to find that out, don't you? Because if you write me a letter and say James, it's going to make me mad.
Right. I don't mind Phil or Phyllis. Either way is all right with me.
But see, I would never call you Phil.
but people do, and it's all right, since I don't mind. You see.
Yeah.
But always ask.
But I have a friend. Like I have a friend, a lady friend. In fact, she's a member of our brain trust whose name's Leslie. And even though we're good friends, she doesn't want me calling her Les.
Right. Well,
so I think you're right. And let me tell you something else about the name thing, Phyllis. Whatever name they tell you to call them, especially their last name, say it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And don't slough over it. Don't say whatever. Because people's last name is, their last names are important to them.
And important to you because you need to know how to get in touch with them.
But haven't you known people, though, who wouldn't even try to say maybe a sort of difficult last name correctly?
Oh, yes. And the person who has a difficult last name needs to give you a cue as to how to say it. I have a friend whose name is Victoro. And when she first said it, I thought, what? And she said, always think of a candle wick and then think of the Toro brand. And you'll have it. Victoro.
I met a guy who, one time whose name was Unitsis. And he said, you don't say it, you sneeze it.
Oh, I love that.
So what's next? What's another thing that he suggested that you do?
Well, let's see. Oh, he suggested that, in speaking of addressing people, you don't, if you have two or three people together, you never say you guys. Unless they really are all men and you're in a football situation.
Now, you know, I'm not sure I agree with that, Phyllis.
But
I do that sometimes.
Well,
what's the alternative?
The alternative is to find out, for example, if you're in the hotel business, your consumers are guests.
Right.
And if they like to be called that, fine. But you try to be sensitive to what they respond to in a positive way.
Now, I've asked women about this. I've asked women, do you mind being called, you know, just being lumped in, sort of, you know, okay, guys, let's go, that kind of thing. You know, let's go to dinner or whatever. And I've asked women. I said, do you mind if using that term, those terms? And I've had a few women who said they didn't, but most women have said that it didn't bother them.
Jim, it may be an age thing.
Maybe it is, but yeah, Phyllis, you're younger than me, so I don't know how that explains it.
Well, I didn't say that I minded either, but I said that if I really had customers, I'd try to think about.
You're right. Especially with customers. No, you're right about that. All right, what else did he say?
Well, that was one of the important things he said.
Right.
But the biggest thing he said was, be sure that you have enough money because the cash flow is the problem that he's finding when he talks with people through the Service Corps retired executive.
Phyllis, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yes.
It's not necessary to say undercapitalized because, I mean, I've seen thousands of small businesses in my life, and I've never seen one that was flush with cash, that had all the cash that they needed and would have it for the whole time. In fact, I've known small business owners that in a particular time that you see them, they'd have cash. But, you know, that didn't mean that for the rest of the year that they would. And unfortunately, the cash flow fortunes can turn around pretty quickly, too.
Oh, yes. And, of course, he would like them to do their research before they start their small business and find out which businesses fail, and then not only which ones failed, but why did they fail? Mm. Because they might be willing to talk with you.
Oh, yes. No, I've had them. In fact, it is surprising, in a way, how many of them will tell you, you know, what caused them, what went wrong. And you know, Phyllis, it's quite common for people to be unsuccessful as a small business owner more than once, but keep coming back and ultimately be successful.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that shows that they have that spirit that you have to have.
I might even know somebody really well who fits that category too, Phyllis. I wouldn't call his name, but I might know somebody who fits that category. Phyllis Martin, thank you for being here today. Good job and good words of wisdom today.
Oh, loved it. And may I quote Gerald Ford
sure.
on the way out?
Absolutely.
Because he said that if he went back to school, the thing that he would learn would be how to write and how to address an audience. Nothing is more important than the ability to communicate.
Well said, Phyllis. Good job. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Okay, good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Anita Rosen. The show is brought to you by...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.